Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to the General Banter Video Podcast. I'm done one in about 2 weeks. My guest today, Spud Shaker
Begley,
is Connor Begley. About three or four times did I forget my coffee?
Yeah.
Fuck! Keep talking to him there, Begley.
Yeah.
It's only the first
So
time.
It's just me today, guys. Colin's gone to get his coffee. He doesn't know where it's at.
Is this one here? So, thing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't put any milk in it.
A professional person would edit that out.
Nah, keep it in.
Keep it in the fuck. Cheers. There's been many times you've stayed over here and I've went, I'm going to do a podcast with you when we wake up or whatever. We wake up.
We've already been
post-coital.
Yeah.
Post-bucking. And
we've always been too hungover.
Too hungover, never done it. Same way I threatened to do them with Mickey and then just never do them because he just gets up and goes, nah, it's not happening. But here we are. You may know Begley from
prison.
Prison. Ever been to prison? We did a sketch show called, what was it called? Late License.
Late License.
And we did a sketch called Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy, which was originally supposed to be Fat Stanley and the Kid, which starred Dan Watson. And they tried to make me work Watson. I tried to approach Dan Watson and he just never got back to me, and then I was like, well, fuck it. I wanted to use you anyway because you can actually sing.
A wee bit. One time. Not right now.
That is a podcast nightmare, though. Isn't it?
If you're listening, turn it up.
So we drank a load of. So yeah, well, we're moving. By the way, today's podcast is sponsored by Vietnamese Snake Wine. It's a.
Looks fucking grim. Jesus Christ.
It's a snake in a bottle. Real speciality of Vietnam.
How did they coil it in?
Well, I'll tell you something. That's definitely a baby. Because cobras are fucking massive.
If you can't see properly, they have actually, like, sort of wrung it round in a coil.
They must just. I don't know. It's hard to know, isn't it? How do they keep it erect, is my question. How do you keep your snake erect when it's in a bottle? Listen, read out the fucking things then.
Yeah. Usage, rheumatism, lumbago, sweat of limbs.
Sweat of limbs?
What's a lumbago?
I have no idea. I had sweat of limbs.
Lumbago?
This morning, but it was mainly vodka.
pineapple juice?
Vodka and pineapple juice from Maine, like the lemonade man's pineapple juice. It's fucking outstanding.
It is.
Sponsor this podcast, please. Maine. Oh, that'd be a great sponsor.
The main man?
The main man. Do you want this lime juice that's the colour of fairy? Sure. Mmm.
Bottles of that pineapple juice all the day.
Oh, it's great.
All the day long.
All the day. So, we're probably going to talk about acting this for the next 20 minutes. Since you're an actor. The last play I've seen Begley in was...
Shameless Plug.
Shameless McPluggins. The story of... An old Irish man whose asshole never stopped leaking and they had to plug it up with a shaky spud. That's improv there. That whole thing is improv.
Well done.
Do you know anything about improv?
No. My whole life's improv.
I've always wondered this. What's the most... Because I've had small experience with drama groups and actors. Are they, on the most part, fully insufferable?
Yeah. This depends.
There's too much...
There's
too much energy for me. Like...
It's a lot of the times you get into like little groups of people that are all like actors, as we call ourselves, and then it's constantly a competition to outdo each other.
Yeah.
Which gets annoying after a while.
It's too much. I would say the same happens with comedians, but it's a different type of it's like a race to the punchline.
Yeah.
Where I feel like,
a race to be centre of attention.
Yeah.
And those.
Like you could literally, after 16 minutes of like a solo performance on a table in like a KFC, everyone has to be like, cool, you're not getting invited to the next meeting. You crazy actor. What's the give me some cringeworthy acting warm up, like they do those like warm up things,
the crazy no, you need to warm up your voice and do silly things like that, but
that's probably true because I've nearly blown mine out several times
the
doing
worst.
Stand up,
I hate the silly. People will go into the corner and start banging their heads and stuff like that. I'm going,
what's that like?
I don't know what the fuck. I don't do it.
Come on.
You need to warm up and all of that shit there. Really, that's not what I do.
There's no like vocal.
Totally, I don't have like a fantastic career in acting.
Because you haven't punched yourself in the head yeah. seven times. Just in the corner. Maybe you need a shot of snake wine. Get your ride fucked up.
Someone asked. In this most recent thing I'm on, Cripple of Inish Man tour. Check it out, guys.
I want to see it.
It's very good. Very funny. Martin McDonagh. But anyway.
What's his deal? Is he the brother of a gypsy? Or what's his... Is he in Bruges or is that his mate? Is he in Bruges?
He's in Bruges and then his brother's Seven Psychopaths.
So the guy that wrote In Bruges wrote this play, which is based in
Inish Man, so one of those islands off...
off the west of Ireland, and they say Ean at the end of shit.
Yeah, Gerleen,
Bettine. That whole play, I was going, what the fuck is he saying? Oh, it's a wee bit. What is it? A wee Bettine, or
it's a Bettine cold outside.
Ireland.
What are you at?
Just don't go.
I didn't think people actually said that until I was down in Galway in a taxi. And the taxi man was trying to explain where we needed to go from, because where the fuck can go on some big round trip journey. We would park the car and then we get in, and he was all like, and you need to go down that Aline over there.
Aline?
And I was going, a fucking what? I looked around, I was in the front, I looked around to the back to everyone else going, I didn't think people still said that, especially in a city.
Aline? And then you have to pretend to be all crippled?
Yeah.
It's great that he can just say crippled in a play.
Crippled boy?
I kept calling it Crippler, which sounds like a wrestler, but... The Crippler of Inish Man. Do you reckon you get repetitive strain just pretending you have a wee syndrome?
Christine Benoit. Was he the Crippler? Was he not?
I don't know if his name was Christine, but yeah.
It was Chris Benoit, but he
Chris Benoit, him. Yeah, definitely pulled his child's neck off, but. Steroids! Take that! I don't even follow wrestling that much. How many roids have you taken before you're like, fuck that wee.
Gonna kill my family?
Tell that child to shut the fuck up!
Didn't he cripple across faces, or was that made up?
I think that was just a joke, but why not? Why not apply some wrestling moves? Imagine he just slapped them and then just climbed on a table and fucking... Kadoosh! Elbow dropped them from the top of the table. That's rough, though. That take.
Yeah.
Although, it's like that Louis C.K. thing. How many times, if you had children, would they turn away and you just go, cunt, to the back of their head? Fuck you.
I do that to most people.
I would end up talking to them sarcastically like an adult. If they're crying, I'd be like, would you not fuck up for the crack? Huh? Would you shit your pants over there? Fucking asshole. So in the Crippler of Inish Man, stage acting's weird, isn't it? Because you actually have to really do the real feelings and emotions right there. It's not like film, video camera, where you can sort of go ha, I can cry, and then turn around and be like, and do it 15 times. You actually had to cry on stage.
Yeah, that's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking go straight back into the vault.
Explain the vault.
All the memories of horrible things that have happened in the past. Thanks, ex-girlfriend, number one. You fucking tramp.
You funny bitch. Has it been long enough for you to talk about that?
Yeah. Hey.
What happened? You went the whole way to Australia?
I said, went the whole
way. You walk in a room and she's like, just jumping on things. Trying to kill them.
Pretty much.
Squirt.
Pretty much.
That's unreal.
G'day, mate. G'day. It'll be over in... It wasn't as if it was one of those, you know, surprise, I'm come to visit you out on your holidays in Australia. It was booked and planned.
Yeah, you can't really just nip off to Australia, like it's no thing. And what did you do? Just arrive and just like, this is fucking Dave or something?
Manuel.
Was it Manuel?
No.
That was the best story ever. His name's actually Manuel.
Great. Hey.
So.
I can't remember, he was Mexican.
For real?
Yeah.
That's weird, because we remember the time we adopted the dog and we called it Manny.
Manny.
As in Manuel. So, I had a little heart attack from snake wine and coffee. So, is there like a book you read to learn how to tap into like old memories?
No.
It seems so alien to me to just be like...
Some people are like fucking really like take it so seriously and like, you know, you need to like learn how to harness all this shit. And then I'm like, well...
I'm drunk.
usually.
That seems like another perk of stage acting.
She came to see me in all those musicals.
Yeah, that seems like a party that people are watching.
I was drinking on stage.
Not even like hamming it up, just literally sitting there with a pint. And not even like an unmarked sort of stage prop. It was literally a pint with like a tea on it, like a pint of Tennent's. With Magners in it though. And you're just sitting there like...
No.
This is happening. I'm not even acting. This is it. I just happen to be sitting here until it's my next turn to speak.
Singing,
It's weird for someone like
fuck.
Like I just do stand up, so you have to kind of really react to what's in the room. You know, you really have to just play the room.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that seems like. You just have to fucking just do your shit and ignore everything that's happening.
Yeah, you can't look. There's nothing worse than being on stage and then seeing someone that you're working with on stage, like looking out to see where their granny's at.
Yeah.
She enjoying the tits.
The tits? Frightening amount of tits in some of those musicals.
Yep.
And you're sitting there going, should I be enjoying the tits or not?
Am I legally allowed to?
Because I don't know if this has been, you know, this cast has been sourced through unions, but. You know, you're sitting there and you're going, all right, I will watch what I hope is an 18-year-old do a lap dance.
Yeah, they were all of age.
Great! No guilty boners from Colin. Coming out of my pocket. There was one we went to see, and it was, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but there was like a choir up the side of little children.
Joseph?
Was it?
Yeah.
But then did it get a bit raunchy, did it?
There was a couple of young girls that were wearing like skimpy bunny rabbit Playboy bunny sort of.
But then there's a bit where they like get on the ground and crawl, and like if I can imagine if you were like a fucking 8-year-old boy just being like, what the fuck, just staring right up the barrel of a few whatever.
I went on him.
Did you?
Yeah, but it was
King Begley of the acting world. You're the Darren Day of.
It would have been like
theater.
17, and I was. 30. It'd have been like 20, 21, 22 maybe.
Sorry, we'll edit that out so you don't go to prison, but
I didn't do anything else.
I'm not gonna That's unreal. What's the next move in the acting world? Would you ever go to like London or anything, or do you think it's too rough?
Why
would you? You seem to be getting like ridiculous amounts of work.
I'm flat out over here, which is good. So I don't know. To get lazy and just go, fuck it.
Yeah.
And hope for the best, or...
And you'd be one of those people in, like, London or something, I came over here to be on the stage. And then you're taking crack and doing blowjobs.
Doing that here.
Giving blowjobs before the crack.
Yeah.
Not even real crack. How did you find, like, the time we filmed the Chuck McGinley thing for the TV? Compared to just, like, normal acting?
Hey, It was better, Craig, because you know you have the opportunity to, you know, stop and let's go do it again.
Yeah.
And then have wee laughs.
I can't believe we shot for Late License, the program that no one's seen, which they actually repeated on BBC One without telling anybody, as if like
for us to promote it.
They didn't hype it up. The fuck is this? They didn't hype it up the first time. So you think having a second go at it, they would hype it up, and you could go, guys, here's the show. If anyone missed it, wrong. Didn't even tell anyone it was going out. But then there was also like, there was some good stuff that was filmed that was never used. You know, like the bit with me and you
in the toilet in the bar.
I think it was one of the funniest things I've ever been involved in.
Very funny that actually filmed it as well.
Because the scene basically was, if you watch the Chuck, it's on YouTube there, if you check out Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy, they should all be up. But me and Begley turn up to play a gig, and there's nobody there. Yeah, there's one drunk guy.
Who was the
yeah, he was the cameraman. But what happened was, there was a poster up, but there was the right date, but the wrong year. So the guy, we turned up on the right date, and the poster had the right date, but the year on it was completely wrong, so no one fucking paid any attention. And we basically, the only poster was in the toilet as well, so I have to draw attention to it by bringing you into the cubicle, and then bringing the barman into the cubicle, and we have a full fucking row.
And it's very small as well.
And it's super...
The cubicle, like, that is.
A super heated row. We're like, you fucking die, shouting at each other. And then, in the midst of all that, there's just a pissing noise. Because Paddy McDonald, who was playing the barman, who fucking smashed it for someone who doesn't really appear on screen that much. It was pretty funny. And I cannot get it off him. I'm like, can I get that thing? And they're like, well, we don't put any material out unless it's been colour corrected, so I'll sort it out. And you're like, give me the fucking clip, dickhead. No one's going to watch your stupid fucking show anyway. Assholes. Fuck the BBC. How about that? Suck my balls.
But then it was that like part as well that they didn't put in. The phone started ringing.
It was
fucking great.
That would have been the perfect promo material. Because we're about to play a song and the phone in the bar rang for real. It actually rang. Because that wee bar doubles up as like a bookies, doesn't it? Well, not really, but you can ring through bets. And get those bets for you. But the phone rang and it rang and rang and we just sort of played along. It hadn't been a minute long. Like, it rang for like a minute and a half. And we just fucking sat there. And eventually the phone stopped ringing. And we just kicked back. We're about to kick back in the song. And it was the funniest fucking thing ever. It would have been the perfect like trailer for that, those characters. Can't get it. That's the problem.
Not allowed.
Don't give your shit away to weirdos. Other fucking dickheads. So we're going to travelling a bit during May. Do you reckon you'll be able to come meet us? Question.
Probably. Tell me what to think about this.
Hopefully. We're done. That'd be the
I'd
best
like
thing
to, I'd like to have my birthday. It's my birthday.
What's your birthday?
17th.
17th, right.
24 days.
So we're going to be in Dubai. Oh, no. From, so 10th, 11th to 13th. So 13th to 17th is 14 days. It could be done.
If I'm gonna go over, I'm not going for like a week.
What's that mean?
Like, if I'm gonna go over to the holidays, I'm going for ages. Like, how long are you going for? Oh, that's fine.
Well, because we're only stopping in Vietnam, but this is what I'm saying.
Are you not hanging about there for ages to see Sean take it?
Aye, but for like 4 or 5, we're still to go to Vietnam or Thailand. So we might hang around for about 4 or 5 days. Which would take us over the 17th. So if you could nip in there before the 17th and be there for a couple of days.
That would be good.
And then we turn up. Da, 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 da. Snake wine for the lads. Shit my pants.
Does anyone want to go fund Beggy's birthday trip to Vietnam?
Fuck it. You'll get on half, like a child's rent on the plane. Much as a child's ticket. Sheep. How much is a child's ticket to Vietnam?
Go on ahead, wee lad. You'll be alright. Thanks.
He's only a wee girl, then.
Yeah, have you got a booster seat?
Begley can't reach his whiskers.
Quickly! Just me and DeVito.
What's the most fucked up you've ever... playing that weird bogs game. What's the best bit? That's another thing. If you ever go see Begley in a play, it's almost a trademark where somewhere in there you'll pretend to be sick.
Yeah.
No matter what the play is. Hamlet.
It has been since
2001 I've
vomited. You know, and since like well last summer I've done like 10 plays since July.
And you've bogged in everyone.
And I've bogged in every one of them.
This should just be a play.
Is it me going hot?
Begley bogs. There was a actually hurt my throat. What the fuck was I gonna say there? Oh, totally forget. Have you ever been fucked up on a plane? Like stadium?
Yes.
Have you?
When I went over to Australia.
It's because you first time heading into an absolute domestic domestic warfare.
It's getting myself psyched up for a good ride. And I didn't get it.
Nothing like a fucking 24-hour plane, like a flight, and a load of whiskey.
Fully turgid.
Here we go, pet. Rigid,
but
stiff as a cobra in a bottle.
I was sitting beside this a couple. We were sort of a wee bit older, and the woman smelled so bad. I just kept wiping her pits with tissues. I didn't realize that the drink was free up until like my third beer, and I was like, can I just pay for that? I haven't paid for any of the drinks yet. And the man was like, oh no, it's all alcohol's complimentary. And I was like,
okay,
I'll have
I knew that. Can I have a 24 pack of Budweiser?
Just keep coming back.
Yeah.
Every time you walk past us, stick your head in.
This bitch stinks beside me. So if you could
I need the smell of Sambuca to
wipe our pits with a fucking hanky.
It was disgusting. I was on the inside. So every time I had to go for a piss, I would get a very weak bladder when it comes to drinking.
I had a piss to honour pits. What colour of skin did you have?
That's regardless.
Okay.
They were Barbadian.
Bayesian? I think my
but
sister
it, and, but it ended up, she apologised. It said she was very nervous about flying.
My pits are disgusting. That's what she said.
But she kept apologising.
Smell my pits, bro.
I have got the worst sort of, I can't, like, my face doesn't stop how my feelings are.
Which is weird for an actor. You can't hide your fucking emotions. You sit there going.
I was like, and then she apologised and said she was really nervous about flying. Sweat out of your forehead, not your pits.
My pits are disgusting. Boy! Amazing. Just, is there anything worse than that, like when you're really trying to keep it together when something stinks so bad?
Like I said this morning.
You're trying to like breathe through your teeth, like.
You breathe in the smell, the stench. What do you think, your breath gets rotten after that?
Especially in a plane when it's just fucking circulating. You don't have to fart into that breeze just to change it back to your own brand.
Plus the food was fucking brutal.
How long is the flight to Australia?
Too long.
Fuck that.
I had to stop, where did I stop off in? Malaysia.
Yeah. For McDonald's.
Hungry Jack's, which is the equivalent of Burger King.
Sweet.
Just, I had to put on my own fucking body weight. And tears and Hungry Jack's.
That's unbelievable. We should you should definitely try and meet up in Vietnam, because we should video blog that.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey! And then you cross one of those insane roads that they have.
And go instantly from pale white to pork pink.
ham, immediately. Denny's ham. You've been there before, haven't you, to Vietnam?
No.
No?
No.
I thought you went over and visited all them.
Kyle did.
Ah, oh, fuck. I was going to ask you about all the prostitutes and whatnot.
I'm not going to tell you about that.
Do you not have mates out there that are tearing through them like motherfuckers?
Yeah, one. One is.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Although, I'm probably sure I would turn up and there'd be a lot of fat white men banging some tiny little Vietnamese people. You know? That's for the war.
Jesus Christ.
Me love you a long time.
That's what's disgusting about it, because I will not say our young gentle friend's name.
Nah.
But he is very much enjoying himself on that sort of
is it?
Asian hooker.
Oh.
And did you think about all the other disgusting, sweaty men that are, you know...
That's a tough life, isn't it?
Throwing their life
the Vietnamese hooker.
Fuck!
Just a load of lads, like...
Probably... He said he went in and was like, just sleeping on like a fucking mat on the floor.
And he's like, are you awake? Are you awake?
He went and got a sponge bath and all as well.
What's that? Did you sit in the bath and they wash you?
Yeah. Drinking out of a coconut.
And then for sure just tug you off, I think, for good luck.
Come on. Doesn't cost that much.
You don't go for a sponge bath and not be looking tugged off at the end, like. You don't jump up like, oh, refresh. That's exactly what I needed after a long flight.
Sweaty pits.
My sweaty pits.
That's great.
I don't know. I just imagine Vietnamese people to be very small.
I would like a giant.
Were you?
I think so, yeah. The boys were saying.
Called Begley the Mountain over there. Ah, oh, the mountain. I think you're some... Begley. Are you some famous Irish warrior? Are you Paul Connell, Captain of Ireland? Yes.
Flowing ginger beard.
Yeah.
Grow it back, will it?
Definitely grow a beard, yeah. You had quite the substantial beard at one stage.
I know.
This is about as heavy as mine gets.
I did, you know, the didn't even do any Game of Thrones. Just done it for the crack. Why? Laziness.
Did you grow a beard and tell people you were doing extras for Game of Thrones?
A lot of people just assumed. It's like doubling up for Gimli and Lord of the Rings. Same height and everything.
Tell me this. Who told me the story about someone being an extra in Game of Thrones and they sent them away up the beach or something for like a scene they were doing? And they're like, this scene's going to come the whole way up there. And they ended up not shooting it. And whoever the guy was stood away up by himself for like 14 hours. And they forgot about him. First of all, who told him that story? I can't remember. But they basically went, this is going to come down and we're going to film the back of a horse and Steadicam and all that shit. So we need people up there. And he was up there and just was by himself. First of all, dickhead. You know, definitely after half an hour be like, is anything happening here, guys?
You're bound to be able to see from... Well, maybe not.
It'd be a good way to give someone work experience and then not actually have to engage with them.
Stand you in the street.
Someone being really annoying. Yeah, well, you need to just warn people a mile up the road that there's going to be filming happening. See you fucking later. Headphones.
Singing to yourself, yeah. Learning your lines.
Oi! Oi! Hello! Are you excited for the new Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I didn't watch the trailer. I read up until a certain point in the books, because I went on a holiday, and I don't like sitting about the pool. There's people sunbathing. I need to do things because I've got borderline ADHD.
So you just sit in the fucking.
So how to sit and read books?
Sit in a room reading a book.
And I sat out and underneath the shade, and then on the very last day I thought, well, you know, I've been here for almost 10 days. I'm bound to be sort of somewhat immune to the sun rays, and put on a lower factor than 50, and burnt straight away. Had a light underneath the fucking air conditioning that night, because I was on fire.
You just can't be in the sun when you're ginger-ish, ginger skins.
My brother tans quite well.
Yeah, is he like a redhead though?
He's full on highlighter.
I think there's a difference between like redhead and ginger
skin.
Yeah.
Remember? I definitely have ginger skin. One of the first notes I got on like a dress rehearsal for a play one time was, please put some fake tan on your arms. You are ghostly white. I can see your veins.
You're ghostly white.
I can see the
blood. Yeah, like I'm a vascular Irish god. So take me to Vietnam. They love those fucking blue veins. Motherfucker. Your arms are ghostly white. So you can just imagine like some sort of theater type saying it. Your arms are ghostly white.
Practically dead, darling.
I'm the crippler of... Fuck you. Okay. What? Have you ever had to do a bucking scene on stage? We'll have to finish this in about a minute and a half, so let's get into the sex.
I've had to do a pretend...
Sex buds.
It wasn't bucking, but I've had to do like one of those like pretending that I'm passionately vigorously. No, it wasn't that. It was like full on, you know, one of those full
on. That's when Bingley pretends he's a method actor straight away.
Yeah.
This has to go in, Robert. I just can't.
I can't not do it.
Yeah. I'm not really feeling it unless I'm
yeah.
feeling your temperature from the inside.
Jesus. But That was it. It was never kissing scenes. Sometimes are awkward.
Yeah.
Especially if you know
you do actually want to bang them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that. I would feel weird. Just I would feel like I'd have to apologize every time I did it. Like, I'm sorry, it's gonna happen. And then I would kiss them. They'd be like, "Oh, Colin,
coma."
Yeah, my spuds are all hard. Who was it that had to do the rape scene?
What?
It must have been Mickey Bartlett or someone told me. Some play they did in uni or something, they had to rape somebody.
Fuck that. That's intense. How do you get into character for that?
I don't know if it was an attempt, but it was definitely... I'll tell you this. I remember... We're going to have to glitchy go in like a minute.
Okay.
So I may as well finish off with a great story. Remember seeing a monologue. Night at the uni. Where... Everyone, it's obviously like part of their module, they do monologues, and some of them were like long as shit, but I don't know much about drama, but obviously the idea of it is to show your full range, from like right down to very subtle, to like complete fucking screaming madness. But this girl started, and this is like in a, like a little makeshift black box type thing. Room, and they had like little tiered seats that were very uncomfortable, and I was sitting there like the whole thing was uncomfortable for me. I don't do well with cringing, and this girl had to, she woke up in bed like that, and she was just like, "Oh my god," you know, this real dramatic shit. She threw back the thing, she sat up like that, just wearing like short pajamas and like a vest top thing, just sits up like that, full minge comes out.
Really?
And I was just like, "Ah!" But she didn't know. And everyone was, and you know, like the room's black, and she's just lit up for stage, like stage lights and all. She's just like, you can almost just
The labia just hanging out.
Yeah, she's just like, like this here talking away, and then she sat up a wee bit, and everyone was just like, free blurt.
You got your money. You got your money's worth.
I didn't pay any penny in that shit. I would have paid had I been guaranteed blurt from the start. But it was awkward, and then one guy was playing two people, so he had to go on the floor and be like, "Stop hitting me, mate," and then get up and be like, "I fucking told you, you owe me money," and then back on the floor, "Please don't hit," and he started sweating off. I was like, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen." Thank God there was Minge, or I'd be looking money back that I didn't pay. Anyway, we're gonna have to go. Plug your shows coming up. Do you have any more shows coming up?
The Cripple of Inish Man is running until the 16th of April, maybe. And we're in Tala in Dublin, rough. We're in Letterkenny, we're in Armagh. Where else? The Ardoan in Enniskillen.
Oh.
And Waterside or Riverside, Riverside, motherfuckers. I think that's the rest of the Bernavon and Cookstown. They're the last.
The Bernavon. Flashback.
Or Bernavon, depending on where you're from.
What asshole you're talking to. Played there myself. Did enjoy it. Thanks to the people of Cookstown. We can't keep these long because the video is too big. So we'll probably see you next time on the next one.
Bye.
Thanks to our sponsors, Snake Wine. And The Sexy Spud. Begley, everyone. Connor Begley. Follow him on things.
Bye.
Bye.